On this day, 28th November 1970, no border by 1975, there will be increasing trade between the 26 counties and Northern Ireland, and from the economic aspect, the border will have largely disappeared by 1975 as a result of the Anglo-Irish Free Trade Agreement 1965. So said Dr. William Black of QUB in an address in Derry Guildhall on the subject of employment in Ireland. Dr. Black said that growth in employment in NI was feasible, provided there was no continuation of street violence and that the British economy was not affected by devaluation. There was a real chance of achieving a significant expansion of employment during the next two decades in both of the Irish economies if the catastrophe of civil disorder could be avoided. Rift over Fermanagh Rights March. Organisers of Saturday's civil rights rally in Enniskillen said last night that it was purely and simply a test of right against wrong, the right of the majority to a fair share of houses and jobs despite the machinations of a minority. As plans were finalised for the demonstration, there were warnings against the overuse of the streets. The SDLP, which has decided to boycott the rally, said there was a grave danger that a return to the streets at the present time, with possible strong sectarian feelings, would play into the hands of opponents of justice. Yesterday came the shock announcement of the resignation of Mr. John D. Stewart from the Executive Committee of the Northern Ireland Civil Rights Association. Mr. Stewart, a well-known journalist, could not support the march, but said he remained an ardent supporter of the movement. Derry City ordered to play. The Emergency Committee of the Irish League yesterday instructed Derry City to fulfil their City Cup fixture with Linfield at Windsor Park. But unless there is a last-minute softening of their attitude, Derry City, who recently notified the league that they were not prepared to go through with the fixture because of threats to players and officials, intend to stand by their original decision. By refusing to play, Derry City are liable to a fine, even a suspension. SDLP spreads to East Down. Another branch of the SDLP was set up in East Down last night. Mr. John Hume said, "Sectarianism was a fundamental evil in NI fostered by the Unionist Party to maintain their privileged position. The SDLP opposed sectarianism." Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. By the end of 1970, tensions on the streets were matched by tensions in the sporting arena. Economists warned of the damage which violence was doing to the local economy and predicted a gradual softening of the border due to improved Anglo-Irish trade links.